You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harm. I'm in the CFL space, and I'm with Thomas Bart, my dear friend from Belgium, and he's the president and founder of CFL. How you doing?
Kemp, welcome. Great to see you again. Thank you so much for coming.
It's good to be with you. We don't get to see each other much because you're in many different places, but let's talk a little bit about what's going on with CFL. Most people know you've been in the business a long time, and for many years, and it's still today, you've claimed to be the largest producer of SBC in the United States. People who go down I-75 and pass the Mohawk area and look to the right, you've got this massive groupings of buildings, and you've made a heavy investment there. And so now you make product in Vietnam, China, and the United States, right?
That's correct. But actually, honestly, when we started manufacturing in the United States, Kemp, it was more an answer to geopolitical challenges, changes. And so in the beginning, we were setting up a U.S. factory just for the needs, the obligation we had, and that resolved into making a factory that could just make basic products. And I think we are so excited about the next step. CFL USA right now is a mature baby, is growing up, it's almost an adult, it's alive and kicking, and we are so excited about being able to say that CFL right now is going to the next phase.
Mm-hmm. When I first toured it, you had just finished the first building, and you bought a lot of property there, and I remember thinking, golly, it's amazing this amount of space you have here. And one of the things you're getting ready to turn on, which is going to be another game changer, is this whole Hemin digital processing line, right? Talk about that.
Well, exactly. So the key thing is, of course, you know, our customers have to be able to make money. The only way we can make sure that our customers can make money is that if we have innovative products. That means doing something that other people cannot do. And that means you have to have really strong capital investments, big capex, in order to do this. And Hemin is one of the examples. We are basically, in that specific Hemin digital print line, we're the only one in the United States. Super excited, not easy, but again, bringing the product to the next level so that our customers are able to benefit.
Some people might see this video and saying, CFL, I'm not sure I've heard of them. And it's because it's like an iceberg. The CFL brand is just a little teeny piece of this business. And you actually offer to a whole lot of brands an OEM offering in product, right?
Well, yeah, we like to, we basically let the customers to enjoy and create their benefits. We are a strong manufacturer. We have strong partnerships. We believe in partnerships. Even our staff, our employees are long time with us. So we believe in a continuity of a business. And that comes into your own people, that goes into your relationships and your customers. And if we can make our customers strong, then we are doing well. So we have these strong customer relationships that we continue to build. And that's what we want to continue to do for the next many years.
We've talked about the digital print line. Another thing that you pioneered is the sound deadening SPC. So that's a technology you have. You also have a dull finish, which makes it look even more realistic, and the bevel too. So all those technologies are part of what sets you apart, right?
Exactly. We are investing a lot, a very large amount in innovation and a team we have now in different countries. We take a lot of patents for that. Some of you will have, you were announcing it today on Floor Daily, we have started a collaboration with I4F on licensing even our own technology to other peoples in terms of acoustics. We have a lot of other patents pending. So we believe in order to have a protected product line, that patents and innovation is an absolute key to survive.
You know, people who stay tuned in the flooring business know that there had been some issues with performance of SBC. And what was going on is they were trying to meet price points. Some people were putting in too much filler and going too thin. And it kind of gave a bad name to SBC. But actually, if you make the product right, it's a great product, right?
Well, I think you're touching a very sensitive and true point. I think the challenge we have in our industry that a lot of people are always following a rat race to the bottom, uh-huh. You know, saving money, trying to kill the products for their own personal short-term benefits is something that is unfortunately not only in our industry, but in many industries a fact. So as an industry player, that is a very important thing. So we are trying to be very consistent in what we do. And instead of trying to all permanently make products cheaper, we are trying to upgrade the products. But that doesn't mean we want to be just in the expensive products. We think that a customer needs to have a product pyramid that is balanced and that can meet the demand of different customers.
Little background real quick, Thomas, if you don't mind. How did you get into the USA flooring business?
It was a funny story. I wanted to do a traineeship in the United States, and met Carl Buchart, and Carl Buchart gave me the opportunity to do a traineeship in Dalton. I, instead of staying for 6 months, I stayed for 5 years. I then went to China, and I came back. After being in China, I came back to the United States, and my dream was to build a business in the United States. We love this country. I'm a Belgian, but in heart, we love the American mentality. We love the spirit of the United States. For us, it was coming home when we were able to set up CFL USA. And you see it. I mean, we made more than $200 million investments. We want to be the absolute leader in this category. We want to continue to disrupt this industry and always with the scope of pleasing our customers. And I think when we do this, we hope to stay in there for many, many more years.
And when you leave the show in a few days, you're going to see Carl, right?
And I'm going to see my mentor, I mean, and all the people I worked with. I mean, I'm so much, I have so much gratitude for all the people we've met in this industry. And yeah, I'm going to visit him again. We have not seen each other for a long time, and visit him again next summer, next weekend.
All right, Thomas, great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Thomas Bart, who's the president and founder of CFL. And you've been watching Camp R and FloridaAlley.net.